From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, Monday. Hey, I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Monday, February 25th, 2008. And I had a bad case of what a friend of mine calls the Angies last night.
What is that?
The Angies are when we were kids and Murder, She Wrote was on Sunday nights at 8 and Angela Lansbury was on. And
you
knew your weekend was over. You got the Angies. Like just that feeling that I have to go back into the into the mill on Monday morning. So yeah, I had a pretty bad case of the Angies last night.
It happens to the best of us.
I know, but we have an interesting show today.
Yep, we're going to make it worth your while. We're going to talk about a serious story, an interesting story about sick bison in Yellowstone National Park. These bison are being slaughtered, and then the meat from the bison is being given to Native American tribes and social service agencies. We're going to talk about more about this story from Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Yeah, there's all sorts of weird little angles and loopholes in that story. So we'll dive into that in a bit. We'll also speak with a graphic artist who decided to tell the story of the Bible in his medium, in a graphic novel form. He's going to join us from London.
Big undertaking. And the browser Firefox. You know it. You love it. Maybe you do. Maybe you're using it to stream us right now. Who knows? Last week, Firefox had their 500 millionth download. How Firefox has become the second most popular browser in less than 4 years, we're going to find out. I'm going to walk you through the day's headlines in just a minute, but first, here is the BPP's big story.
Put down the nachos, step away from the bean dip. The Oscars are over. Let's run down some results. The big winner was the beautifully bleak and violent Western chase film No Country for Old Men. It won Best Picture. The Coen brothers won Best Directors, plural, and Best Adapted Screenplay honors as well. Here's Joel Coen last night as he accepted an Oscar along with his brother Ethan. He says they've been making movies together since they were kids.
We're very thankful to all of you out there for letting us continue to play in our corner of the sandbox. So thank you very much.
No Country for Old Men won in 4 of the 8 categories where it was nominated, including a Best Supporting Actor win for Javier Bardem. He played the film's brutal bad guy, a creepy killer with a very creepy way of killing. The Spanish actor's victory early in the night turned into a trend for foreign-born actors.
Listen to this. Britt Tilda Swinton won Best Supporting Actress for her role as a corrupt corporate attorney in Michael Clayton. Irishman Daniel Day-Lewis took home Best Actor for The Ruthless Oil Man and There Will Be Blood. And Marion Cotillard of France, I hope I said that right, was named Best Actress for her portrayal of Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose.
Very international. It is the first time since 1965, though, that all 4 acting Oscars have gone to performers from outside the U.S. So that's what happened inside the Kodak Theater. Outside, it was theater of a different sort on the red carpet. Discussions of designers and air kissing were the norm. What was not, one of the stars of Best Picture nominee Juno, actress Jennifer Garner, met the erratic, shall we call him, actor Gary Busey on the red carpet. And when I say met, I mean was accosted by. When Ryan Seacrest introduced the two, Busey gave Garner a big hug and a kiss, and then things were a bit, well, awkward.
Sorry, yes, tell me, supermom, I was going to ask you about balancing everything, being supermom. Tell me how that goes for you.
About getting kissed on the neck on the red carpet by this man. That was nice. Everything's really balanced.
You look very nervous.
Yeah, I am, aren't you?
Where's Ben right now?
Where is Ben?
Where is my large husband, Ben Affleck? When there's a strange man kissing me. Also over the weekend, 2 sort of non-Oscar ceremonies. The 28th annual Golden Raspberry Awards, you know them as the Razzies, go to the worst films and performances of the year. Eddie Murphy won a record 3 Razzies for all for different roles he played in the same movie, Norbit. He won worst actor, worst supporting actor, and worst supporting actress.
Damn it, Norbit, how many times I got to tell you when you drive my car, don't adjust my seat?
I haven't touched your seat.
Then why is it up so damn far?
It looks like it's back as far as it goes, Miss Fuchsia.
Congratulations to him. Lindsay Lohan won Worst Actress for her role in I Know Who Killed Me, which also won Worst Picture. Winners get a trophy that's spray-painted gold and valued at less than $5, although None of the stars showed up to collect their prize.
On the other end of the spectrum, the Independent Spirit Awards were handed out over the weekend. The snarky teen pregnancy film Juno, which lost Best Picture at the Oscars, won Best Feature Film at the Spirit Awards, as well as a Best Actress honors for Oscar nominee Ellen Page, and Best First Screenplay for Diablo Cody. It was a double win for Cody, who also got one of those Oscars last night for Best Original Screenplay.
Wow, what kind of swag did you score?
And if you want to see a picture of Diablo Cody, go to our blog. We're running a caption contest with a bunch of photos from Oscar night. The best captions will get featured in a slideshow on the main NPR site.
She's the one with all the tattoos. Yeah. On our blog, that's npr.org/Bryant Park. That is the BPP's big story. Now, Rachel will get you more of today's headlines.